one word about the last week's shiur, asking
that we posited that there was a machlokes between Rashi and Menuchananel about the maskana of the Gemara in terms of the shita of Rav Avohu. Was the shita of Rav Avohu does a switch from being a kol makom she'amra Torah lo sochal etc. echad achila echad yisra achila v'echad yisra v'nabe mashma. Does it change from that to being a drasha of Oso Lama'i? That's the way Rashi learns, according to Rav Yehuda. So it's a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. Mashenkin Rabbeinu Chananel, I understood, is saying, no, Barer that Rav Avohu remains the principle of Echad Yisr Achila v'Echad Yisr Hana. The only question is, where one learns it out from? Does one learn out from Trefa, or does one learn it out from Nevela? I was approached after Shir that the language of Rabbeinu Chananel is not exactly mashma in that direction. So afterwards I was approached by the same people who approached me that in the Perush Rabbeinu Chananel that comes from the Ksav Yad, it's like we said in Shir. So Baruch Shekivanu. So it remains a machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel in terms of what's the maskana of Rav Avohu. Does Rav Avohu still basically hold the din of kol makom? And that's where the Rambam understood, that the Rambam, even though he paskins like Rav Yehuda, beholds it, he learns Rav Avohu as remaining in the din echad yisr achilo v'echad yisr hano achi yifari tefelacha akasuv. The only question is where we have the pirut. Do we have the pirut in Nevela, that's the shita of Rav Meir, or do we have the pirut in Trefa, that's the shita of Rav Yehuda? Okay. We pointed out that Gemara at this point on Daf Kaf Daled Amud Aleph is searching for an alternate makar for the Isur Hana'a by Chametz and Pesach and Shor HaNiskal. That if we don't learn like Chizkiah, namely we don't distinguish between Lo Yochal and Lo Yeyochel, and we can't learn like Rav Meir, because we understand the Pasuk of Nevela comes Kedvarim Kikasavam to teach us Dinim of Lo Techanen. And we can't learn like the Gemara offered according to Rav Yehuda, that the Oso of Lakelav Tashrichun Oso should be a Makar, because we're going to use that for Chulun Shenishvatu Ba'azara. So where then do we know? How then do we know really that Chametz is Aser Bahana'a and that Shor HaNiskal is Aser Bahana'a if you were to shecht it before the Skila? How do we know that's not only Aser Bachir but also Aser Bahana'a? So the Gemara suggested that we learn it out from the Pasuk of Kol Chatos Ashiyuva Midama, the Pasuk which deals with the Dam of the Chatos HaChitzona that was brought Bifnim, that the Torah over there uses a language of Lo Yeyachel Ba'esh Tisareif. The Esh Tisareif is Miutar, because we have the Parsha of Nadav Avihu, Hinei Saraf. And that comes, you know, Gemara has a Hamina, that comes to teach us the principle of that all Isurim Sheba Torah are Asur B'Hanah. Wherever you have an Isur Achila, you also have an Isur Hanah. And it's represented in the phrase of Sreifa. Even though the phrase of Sreifa is limited to Kodesh, but the concept of Emeino Inyan works over here, that it would apply to Malcholos Asuros on the level of Yisr Hanah. And the Gemara rejects it. No, that Pasuk of Ba'Kodesh, Ba'esh Tisareif, is not extra. We needed to teach us the dinner of Rabbi Shimon, that kodshim have to be nisraf in a certain makom, right? That we have a principle that not just the kodshim have to be nisraf, but they have to be nisraf b'kodesh. They have to be nisraf b'kodesh, and we saw that Rashi pointed out that not all kodshim are nisraf b'kodesh. The kodshim that were miyuad, that were meant to be either eaten b'kodesh or to be nisraf al gabi hamizbeach b'kodesh, when they become pasul, they're nisraf b'kodesh. That's, you know, kodshe kodshim. And the emurim of the kodshe kalim, ashenkin, the basar of the kodesh of the kodshe kalim, since they were meant to be eaten in all of Yerushalayim, if they're pasul, then they're burnt in Yerushalayim. This drasha of Rabbi Shimon is brought also in the Rambam in Hilchos Psulei Hamukdashim, but over there it's brought with an addition which raised the eyebrows of the Achronim. In Hilchos Psulei Hamukdashim, in Perek Yud Tes, And Halacha Beis, it points out, Korban Shenispagel or Nifsal Yisarif HaMikdash Miyad. This is the drasha of Rabbi Shimon, that there's a makom of Sreifa. How do you know Bechlal that there's a mitzvah asay of Sreifa? Now we're talking over here about a prat. The prat is that it has to be Nisraf BaMikdash. What about, what's the makor that Bechlal, we need Sreifa B'Psulei HaMikdashim? That's an assumption that our Gemara is making. So the Rambam over there points out that really we have two psukim that deal with two forms of Psulei HaMikdashim. One is in Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh L'Srof Kol Kodshim Shenitma'u Shenemar. We have a black and white pasuk. It's in the beginning of Parshas Tzav. In Perek Zayin, the Torah tells us in pasuk Yutes, Habasar Asher Yiga B'chol Tamei. Lo ye ochel, ba'esh yisaref. Right, this is mitzvah asay l'srof, kol kachim shenitma'u, that we have over here, a basar asher yiga b'chol tameh, we have basar kachim that become nitma, so not only lo ye ochel, but ba'esh yisaref. V'chein, nosar, two psukim earlier, v'ha nosar mi b'sar hazav v'yam hashlishi, ba'esh yisaref. Those are the two psukim, one dealing by tameh and one dealing by nosar. The Rambam continues, ובכלל הנוסר הפיגול, וכל פסולי המקדושים, הכל נשרפים. That this is a rule, that all psulei המקדושים are nisraf, and they learned out from nosar in two stages. Stage number one, we learn out from nosar, the din of pigul. And stage number two, we learn out kol psulei hamakdashim. They're all nisraf. The question is, where do we see this anywhere? To learn out pigul from nosar, that's relatively obvious. You know, we find all over Shas where they point out that the Torah, when it deals with pigul, namely when you have a machshava to eat something shelo bismano, that the Torah never says it in a language of machshava. The Torah always says it in a language of nosar. When the Torah says, we have a pasuk, hanosim b'sar zevach b'yam ha'shlishi ba'ish yisarif. That's perek zayin pasuk yud zayin. Exactly the next pasuk, v'im heyachol yeyachol mi b'sar zevach shema v'yom ha'shlishi le'yeyrotzeh, that's pigul. Now it doesn't mean that you actually eat it. It means that when you shecht the korban, or when you zorek the dam, or when you makter it, you have in mind of going to eat it after its time. That's the concept of pigul. Namely, pigul, the Torah always uses the language of nosar. So if we have a din of nosar, to apply it to pigul is not a very big deal. It's not a big problem. Even you saw Tosfos in Daf Gavdalet, we even have a gzera shava of an avon, that we even learn out that if Noser is chayiv kares, pigul is chayiv kares, that we have over here, sort of Babsi twins. They don't want to go hand in hand. Whatever din we're going to have by Noser, we're going to have by pigul as well. But the question is, but where do you see v'chol psulei hamakdashim hakol nisrafim? Where do we have a din that all psulei hamakdashim require sreifa? That's already a jump. The Torah tells us tameh requires sreifa. The Torah tells us nosar requires sreifa. You could say that we have an extension of nosar called pigul, but how does that extend even further? So over here, what we find is that the achronim I sent you, I'm sorry that I didn't see it earlier, I sent you to Minchas Chinuch, who says, that's halacha Moshe Misinai. In other words, in Achinami. It's not a real drush, it's halacha Moshe Misinai, and he sends us to the Gemara, Andaf Pei Beis, Amid Beis. The Gemara that we saw, in other words, in terms of bringing our psukim, but over there on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, we have a Mishnah, Pesach Sheyotza Onitma Yisarev Miyad. So Pesach Shenitma, that is Yisarev, that's the pasuk. The pasuk says, Basar Sheyiga B'chol Tameh B'esh Yisarev. How do you know that if Pesach is Yotza, that we have over here a problem that it leaves its machitzos, how do you know that's Yisarev? So the Gemara searches high and low, and the Gemara says, the bottom line of the Gemara is Ella, and notice this is about the seventh line on Daf Pei Beis and Medei, so it ends of the line, we have a little Aleph. Ella, kol psulo bakodesh bisreifa. Loshna kodshe kalim, loshna kodshe kodshim, Gemara gemirala that we have over here, a halacha lamoshe misinai. That's one of the understandings of the phrase Gemara gemirala. Then in the chinam, we don't have a pasuk. We have a local Moshe Misinai. The problem is that when you read the Rambam, you don't see that at all in the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ubichal hanosar hapigul v'chol psulei hamukdashim hakol nisrafim." The Rambam doesn't, you know, have over here two stages. Pigul, that's a classic drasha. Kol psulei hamukdashim, that is a halacha moshe nisenag. Similarly, when the Sefer Achinuch quotes the same halacha in Kuf Mem Gimel, the Sefer Achinuch simply says that umidine hamitzvah mash amru zechanu avrocha shebichal hanosar v'hapigul hem kol psulei hamukdashim kulam nisrafim gam kein. Doesn't say anything over here about halacha moshe nisenag. It appears that somehow we have a drasha. The question is, where do we have that drasha they're looking for? So I'd like to just put it on ice for a minute. The Minchas Chinuch simply says, it's a halacha moshe nisenag, and as the Minchas Chinuch always does, he gives a nachgemina. Right? Nachgemina in terms of shvua, that in terms of the principle of ein iser chal iser, that you can't make a shvua on something which is asur in the Torah, that's only if it's black and white asur in the Torah. Like, you have a mitzvah streifas nosar, you have streifas pigul. But if we move over to shari surim, there it's not black and white, there it's halacha moshe nisenag, there perhaps the shvua would be chal. There is the Chafetz Chaim, we know, prepared for Bias HaMashiach. He was a Kohen, prepared himself in all of Hilchos Kodshim, and he wrote the Likutei Halachos on all the Sugyas and Shas that deal with Kodshim to bring them down Halacha L'maisa. And he, in the Sugya over there in Ketzad Solon, on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, he says, the bottom of the Sugya is that we have over here Halacha Moshe Misinai. So in his footnote, he has a footnote called Ein Mishpat, he says, this is the Rambam Perek Yutes Halacha Suliyah Mekdosh and Halacha Aleph, Ela Shasham Lo Hiskir Halacha Moshe Misinai. In other words, he was concerned that the fact that, you know, we have a sugya that appears Halacha Moshe Misinai, but for some reason the Rambam appears that we have a drasha. So I'd like just to put that and hold that in abeyance for a minute or two, and then hopefully we'll be able to find that drasha that the Rambam over here is actually using. Okay, so we have over here then with this mitzvah of Sreifa, Talmud Lomar, that we have a principle of the Eish Yisareif, and we have Rabbi Shimon telling us that Eish Yisareif is going to be in the Mikdash. So what then do we do with our source for Iser Hana'a by Chametz B'Pesach and Shor HaNiskol? Amalei, Rav Yonasan Rabcha Mehaikra Kamarla. He learned it out not from a pasuk in Vayikra, not from the Chatas HaChitzonis, but rather from the world of Miluim in Sefer Shmos. Im Yifaser Mibasar HaMiluim Umin HaLechem Ad HaBoker. So the Torah over there continues at the end of Perek Haftes, that what's going to be the halacha in such a situation. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Im Yifaser Mibasar HaMiluim Umin HaLechem Ad HaBoker V'Sarafto Es HaNosar Bo'esh Lo Yei Ochel Ki Kodeshu. What over here is the drasha? She'ein tamad lomar lo ye'achel. It already says ba'ish tisareif. Umal tamad lomar ye'achel. Imeinu inu legufei doksi v'saraftu sanosar ba'ish teneu in l'shari surim shebetorah. V'imeinu inyan la'achila teneu inyan le'isur hana'a. Ima kan b'sreifa afkoli surim shebetorah b'sreifa makra v'saraftu sanosar nosar b'sreifa ve'ein kol ha'isurim b'sreifa. Okay, so we have a makar and eno inyan, but the question is this really miutar? V'chi ha'ilei yachel l'hachi hu da'asa ha'miboy le'i l'chid Rav Elazar, or Rav Eliezer, two girsos. Dama Rav Elazar, lo ye'achel ki kodesh hu, kol sheba kodesh pasul, ba ha'kasuv liten lo sa'aseh al achiloso. We have over here a generic lav. We have over here a lav that anytime you have psuchi ha'mekdoshim, Kol Sheba Kodesh Pasul, that is going to be a los aseh al achigaso. That is the person who eats psulei hamakadoshim, even if the Torah doesn't say it black and white anywhere else, he's going to be over a lo taaseh. Correct? That's what the pasuk over here is telling us. And the Rambam brings this drasha in Perek Yudches of Hilchos Psulei Hamakdashim, that Kiloshono, that where we have a situation of Kol Sheba Kodesh Pasul, we have a Lo Sase Al Achiloso. Let's just stop over here 1 minute and think to ourselves what exactly is this drasha? What exactly is this drasha? How are Chazal understanding the pasuk? Im yivasar mi besar hamiluim umin halechem ad haboker v'sarafta es hanosar ba'esh lo yeyachel ki kodeshu. Pasuk is talking about nosar. Comes along Rav Elazar and says, no, this refers to all psukei hamikdashim. How did Rav Elazar read the pasuk? We don't have over here something. This isn't an imeno inyan, like moving an Iser over to the world of Macholos Asuras. Rav Elazar's understanding that this is pshat in the pasuk. What over here is pshat in the pasuk? V'saraftas hanoser ba'esh lo yeyachel ki kodeshu. How do you see over here that all psukei hamikdashim there's going to be a lo sasev lo yeyachel? Nachum. The ki kodeshu, this isn't a yitura dikra. The Torah over here is giving us an understanding that why do we have a din of lo yeyachel? Why is there a principle of lo yeyachel by the nosar? Ki kodeshu. And so everything else that shares this common denominator of kodeshu is also going to be lo yeyachel. If we understand Rav Elazar in this way, that the Torah is telling us that anytime you have something which is ki kodeshu, anytime you have psukei hamikdashim, that we're going to have a lo sase of lo yeyachel, l'chora, what else can one learn out from this pasuk? Lo yivaser mi besar hamiluim en halechem ad haboker, v'saraftas hanoser ba'esh, lo yeyachel ki kodeshu. Exactly. Namely, the Torah over here tells us that when you have nosar, we have two halachos. A, v'sarafta, and B, lo yeyachel. These are two different dinim. The common denominator between them is ki kodeshu. They stem from the Kedusha. So just like we have a din that all psukei hamikdashim lo yeyachel, so also from this pasuk we can have a din that all psukei hamikdashim require sreifa. This is not what I'm saying. This is the Toras Kohanim. The Toras Kohanim over there in Vayikra, that's the way he understands this pasuk. It's in Parsha Tzav. It's in Parsha Tes, Piska Dalid. They take the pasuk of Imi Vasem Yidasara HaMiluim V'Sarafta Sanosar Ba'esh Ein Li Ela Nosar Minayim Nishchata Balayla V'Nishpach Dama Yotza Chutz Lika La'im Lan Yotze Nishchat Chutz Lizmano Chutz Lemekomo Kibruhu Psulim Zarku Es Damam V'Hanisanim Lemata Nasnam Lemala Hanisanim Lemala Nasnam Lemata. We have a whole list over here of the whole world of Psulei HaMekdashim. How do you know that all of them have a din of Sreifa? Talmud Lomar, lo yeyachel ki kodeshu, kol shehu kodesh tolen sreifa. This lechora is the makor of that Rambam that we saw earlier. Namely, the Rambam in Hilchos Psukei HaMikdashim that pointed out that we have a generic isur of mitzvahs asei lisro. We have one pasuk by Tuma and one pasuk by Nosar. Ubichlal hanosar hapigul v'chol psukei hamikdashim hakol nisrafim. That we have over here, the pasuk of nosar is brought in Vayikra, the pasuk of nosar is brought in Tetzaveh, and in Tetzaveh we have the words ki kodeshu, and we have a drasha, not al chamosh misinai. The words gemara gemirile in Shas always can mean two things. It could always mean al chamosh misinai, or they can mean that it's learned out somewhere else. This is the gemara gemirile that we have over here, another makar. What that other makar is, the gemara and daf beis didn't say. But we have over here, l'chora, within our sugya, a hidden makar within the Sifra, we have the black and white makar. That's how I don't understand the Rambam, that he doesn't distinguish. And the Sefer Achinuch also, this is Ma'amar Chazal, that Nosar means not only Pigul, which is always comes along with Nosar, hand in hand, but in other words, V'chal HaNosar HaPigul, V'chol Psulei HaMekdashim, HaKol Nisrafin. That's over here, our Gemara. The moment we have Kikodeshu, we have Tzvei Dinim. We have a din of Kikodeshu lo yeyachel, and we have a din of Kikodeshu ba'esh yisaref. Okay, this brings us to the, in other words, again, we don't have an answer yet to our question of how do we know that what's the makor for the Isur Hanoah by Chametz and Pesach and by Shor HaNiskal, but we have in our Gemara two basic halachos of the Psukei HaMikdashim, a din of Sreifa, a mitzvah Asay of Sreifa, and a mitzvah losa asay of Achila. That's what the Meiri also stresses within our sugya. Within the Rambam, here we have an issue. And that's what, I'd like to discuss with you now. The Rambam Hilchos Psukim HaMikdashim has 19 prakim. In those 19 prakim, the first 17 prakim, I'm going to start me a little differently. The Rambam begins Hilchos Psukim HaMikdashim by listing that there are 8 mitzvos of Psukim HaMikdashim. 2 mitzvos aseh, 6 mitzvos lo aseh. From Perek Aleph of Hilchos Psukim HaMikdashim through Perek Yud Zayin, the Rambam doesn't mention any of those mitzvos. 17 prakim, no mitzvot. What he does is he defines psulei hamikdashim. He just goes one by one and defines what are psulei hamikdashim. We have nosar and we have pigul and we have lon and we have yotzei and we have, and he goes and gives the halachos of each of the categories. Now, what do we do when we have these categories of psulei hamikdashim? So we have two prakim. We have one perek that deals with isurei achila. And we have a perek that deals with sreifa. Anyway, these two inyanim that we have in our sugya, these are the two basic mitzvos of the world of psulei hamikdashim. You can't eat them, and you have to be sorif them. And they're divided into 8 mitzvos according to the Rambam. We already saw 2 of them. In perek yutes, we have the mitzvah of burning tumah, and we have the mitzvah of burning nosar. Right, that's the Rambam over here. Mitzvah Zayin and Ches, Lisrof HaNosar, Lisrof HaTameh. The Chiddush is that Nosar includes Pigul and Kol Psulei HaMikdashim. Right, but it starts off in the Pasuk with Nosar. So we have 2 down, 6 to go. Those 6 are all listed within Perek Yud Ches. If we take them in backwards order, Shelo Yochal Adam Shenitma HaKodshim. If a person is Tameh, he shouldn't eat Kodshim, that we find in Halakha, 1 second, in Halakha Yud Gimel, Kol Adam Shenitma Tuma Shechayvim Lavkares, etc., he's not allowed to eat Kodshim. And then we have a mitzvah, Shelo Yochal Kodshim Shenitma, that we have in Halakha Yud Beis. And then we have Shelo Yochal Pigul, Shelo Yochal Nosar, that we have in Halacha Yud. And then we have Shelo Yosir Kodshim Achar Zmanam, simply leaving Kodshim itself, is a lav that we have in Halacha Tes, Asur Lahosir Mibasara Kodshim. And then we have Shelo Yochal Kodshim Shenifsalu Ahutal Behemmum. Now, Luchora, that is also in Halacha Yud. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam ends off the Halacha. V'heichon hizir akosev ala pigo v'ala hanosar b'miluim. Harinem marsham lo yeyochel ki kodesh heim. It says really the post says ki kodesh hu. I assume that's what it says in the proper Rambams. Lo yeyochel ki kodesh hu. Lahazir al kol shepsulo b'kodesh shehu b'lo ta'asel achilasa. Namely, that's our sugya. Our sugya, we saw we have a generic lav of that you have to burn obsolei mekdashim. That's brought in Perek Yud Tes. And here we have a generic lav that you have to you're not allowed to eat anything which is psulei hamikdashim. It starts with nosar. That's the context of the pasuk. Moves over to pigul, as we pointed out. Wherever you have nosar, we have pigul, and then we have the asher kodeshem, ki kodeshu. That includes all psulei hamikdashim. However, as you saw, the Rambam over here has a totally different drasha. In the beginning of Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Gimel, Kol Korban Shehu Pasul, Bein Shenifsal B'machshava, Bein B'maisa, Bein She'ira Bo Dover Shepsalo, Kol Ha'ochem Menu B'meiza Dloke, Shenemar Lo Sochal Kol Toeva. This Pasuk Lo Sochal Kol Toeva precedes the Parsha of Ma'acholos Asuros. That's the context in Re'ei Perek Yud Dalet. B'pi Hashmuel Lamdu, Eina Kotzuv Mazir, Ela Al Psulei HaMekudoshim. That we have a Sifri in Dvarim that says we have 2 psukim very similar, one to the other, in Dvarim, one in Perek Yud Dalet and one in Perek Yud Zayin. In Perek Yud Dalet, the Torah tells us in Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, Lo Sochal Kol Toeva. And then a little farther down the line, in Parshas Shoftim, we have a pasuk in Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Aleph. Lo sizbach Hashem Elokecha shor v'seh asher bo mum kol dovara ki toavas Hashem Elokecha hu. Here we have lo sochal kol toeva. Here we have a pasuk ki toavas Hashem elokecha. Toavas Hashem elokecha is talking about psulei hamikdashim. Shiyesh b'umum. We have a drasha. All psulei hamikdashim. We have a din of lo tochal kol toeva. We have an iser achilah. That the Rambam is quoting over here in halacha gimel, halacha dalet. And then he goes and continues to discuss this in halacha hey, halacha vav, halacha zayin, halacha ches. Where do we have this iser? And then he comes in halacha yud and says, and we have a generic iser from the world of miluim. So the question is exactly what is going on? Why in the world do you need two isurim? Why in the world would you need two isurim for the same concept? Had we limited halacha yud to nosar mela, so nosar would be unique. Yeah, Nosar has its own Iser. Okay, just like Tumah has its own Iser, Nosar can have its own Iser. However, the Rambam then continues that this is not only Nosar, it's also Pigul. But the Rambam mentioned Pigul earlier. Kol korban shehu pasul b'machshava. That's Pigul. Pigul is Machshava. So why do you need Pigul to be brought in two different places? Why do we need Pigul, and the Rambam says black and white, in Halacha Vav? Kol korban shenispagil machsheves hazman kemoshe b'yarnu. Kol ha'ochel mimenu chayav. In other words, that this all comes under the halacha of kol toeva, and then later on he says, no. How do you know that there is a lav of pigul and nosar? Because it says, it's kikodesh hein. What's going on over here in the Rambam? Why? What is the uniqueness of these two psukim? So of course, one approach is to say that it's all lav dafka, right? That the Rambam is telling us sometimes we have isurim that have two lavim, you're over two lavim in these two isurim. That's what the chinuch does. When the chinuch quotes this, he quotes this halacha in two different places. Where's the chinuch? In Kuf Mem Dalad, in other words, after he brought in Kuf Mem Gimel the din of Srefa, then the next mitzvah in Kuf Mem Dalad, he speaks about that you shouldn't eat pigul, and he says, what's the makor for not eating pigul? So he says, what's the azhara? Hagav mefurash hazeh is mashikot mimiluim goyi ochel kikodeshu, that this applies to anything which is psulei hamukudashim, like nosar and pigul. V'chein amru zechanim levracha nichu ba'azharas lo sochal kol toeva. Okay, we have over here two drashas. You're going to get Malkos. What do we do with two drashas and Malkos? So you saw, and when you're preparing Glav Shebechalos, so sometimes if you have two different inyanim that are mentioned two different ways, but basically it's the same thing. So you get one Malkos, and we say, you could give a Hasara from here, give a Hasara from here. It's all basically one and the same. Kol sheti afti lecha harehu bibal tochal. So the Rambam brings, the Sefer HaKnif brings this in Kuf Mem Dalad. And lo le'achol pigul. He also brings it all the way down in Siman Tav Samach Tes. Shelo le'achol kochim shehufsulu. That we have an iser of eating psulei hamikdashim. How do you know you shouldn't eat psulei hamikdashim? Because it says lo sochal kol to'eva. And it says not only that, but we have also the din of psulei hamikdashim kikodeshem, namely again that we have the two isurim being brought in the Rambam in both places, being brought in Sefer Chinuch in both places. It's all lav dafka, but within the Rambam it does appear that there is something more that is involved, and the question is what is that something more? So I sent you to the Brisker world of Rav Elvel and Rav Moshe. I think that they're saying slightly different things, or very different things. And then today I gave you in the morning also an Or Sameach, who takes one of those two approaches and tries to fine-tune it. And then I'd like to also offer my two cents if possible. Let's start off in chronological order. So we'll start with within the Brisker world. So start with Rav Elvel. So Rav Elvel asks the question, and he wants to distinguish in what manner. What's his distinction? Where do we have a din of lo sochal kol to'eva, and where do we have a din of kikodeshu? What mantra does the Rambam say over and over in the first few halachos, as opposed to the moment that we move over to Halacha Tes, he deals with a different terminology. What did the Briska Rav pick up within the Rambam? Ruhain? That the Rambam over here starts off with the word kol korban. Kol korban shehu pasul, bein shenichsal, etc. Kol korban she nispagil. As opposed to later on, he deals with besar kachim. Ha'ochel kazayis mi besar kachim shenosar. Namely, that we have a din of korban and we have a din of basar. When we're dealing with the korban as a whole, when we're dealing with the psul that knocks off the entire korban, that this korban is not mechaper, this entire korban is as though it's not brought, you weren't mekayim anything, it, in other words, and you can't eat it and it can't go to the mizbeach. When we're dealing with the korban as a whole, then we have a din of kol to'eva, because that's referring to the pasuk of shor v'seh, back over in Parsha Shoftim, where we have matil b'mum, we're dealing with passing the korban totally, and we're saying not only a mum, but even if it's nifsal b'machshava, or even if it's nifsal b'kol she'ira b'davar shepesalo, this korban is going to bring along with it an iser achila. Mipi ha'shmo lamdu, ein ha'kasav masir, ela al psuli ha'mekdashim, any psuli ha'mekdashim that deal with the korban, any psuli that deals with the korban as a whole, are going to be included in this lav. However, if we're not dealing with the korban as a whole, but rather we're dealing with a part of the korban, which we'll call besar kachim, like nosar. Nosar is only that which is left. In other words, you already shechted it, and you already were zorek the dam, and you already makter the emurim, and you have in your refrigerator part of this korban, and you decide to leave it over beyond the time that it's allowed to be eaten. That's already a din of besar kachim, and there we have a separate halacha, a separate iser of achila. This doesn't relate to the korban as a whole, but rather it relates to the besar kachim which is left over. And hu hadin, ol psuli hamakdashim that deal with a particular part. Namely, let's say the korban as a whole was fine, but you have this piece of meat that was yotze. You have this piece of meat that was nitzma. You have this piece of meat that, in other words, that we're dealing with a local psul, that comes under the world of kikodeshu. Just like nosar, we have a din of iser achila, so anything which is psulei hamakdashim on the level of nosar, namely on the level of basar, fits into this. It's a beautiful chiluk, but what does the Revel not relate to at all?
I don't need kol
to'eva. Yeah. Kol to'eva, we have the din of the korban as a whole. And when we're dealing with the basar, we have the din of that we went out from nosar. But which psul doesn't fit into the picture over here? Where do we have a psul that clearly deals with the korban as a whole, and yet is brought over by you? That's pigul. What is pigul? Pigul means that I am about to bring this korban. I am about to have to, that this korban is I'm bringing this korban, and I have in mind that this korban, I want the zrika to be chutz lizmano. I want the haktara to be chutz lizmano. I want the achila to be chutz lizmano. This korban is pasul. Pigul is a psul in the korban. That's what the Rambam himself says. Kol korban shenispagel b'machsheves hazman. Kamoshe biyarnu. Kol ochel mimeno kezayis. Right? Then he's loke. He's chayiv kares. He brings the korban. That the Rambam brings under the rubric of kol to'eva. So why does the Rambam later on say that the heichon hizir akosav al apigov al hanosar b'miluim shrei nemar sham lo yeyachel ki kodesh heim lahazir akol shepisulo b'kodesh shehu b'lo taseh. What is pigul doing over here? Pigul belongs in the first category, not in the second category at all. Why? In other words, according to the distinction of the Briska Rav, that he doesn't talk about. He just doesn't talk about it. We don't have it. It's not in the notes. It's not. I mean, he probably spoke about it. Have you ever taken the note? His pen ran out, or whatever, or he missed it, and he didn't write it down. He didn't ask the question because that, you know, the question. It's a beautiful chiluk, but the chiluk has to also explain that which is in the Rambam. Our basic issue is pigul. Pigul is brought in both places. How does pigul fit into both places? So that is what Rav Moshe, I think, tried to plug in. He tried to answer, and he changed the language. If the language of Rav Elvel was that the difference between a korban pasul, hu nikra to'eva, avol kasher chol rak apsul al besar kodesh, then that comes under, doesn't come under Kol Toeva, that comes under Ki Kodesh Hu, that distinction doesn't deal with Pigul. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, he distinguishes, I understand it, slightly differently. He says, Achein l'chora nira de perish pashut. The lav de lo yochal ki kodesh hu, lo shayach elu lepsulim sheba kodesh, shehoya aleihem kidush shchita. Vehem lo shayachim lahalav de to'eva. Falav de to'eva harimavur besifrisham al ba'al mum. Namely, that the difference is what? In other words, he's not distinguishing over here between korban as opposed to basar, per se, although it may come out to be very similar. What's he distinguishing? Not between the whole and the part, but rather, let's read the language again, the halav de lo yo'achel ki kodesh hu, lo shayach elu lepsulim sheba kodesh, shehoya alehem kiddush shchita. In other words, we're dealing over here pre and post shchita. If we're dealing with the psul, which is pre-shchita, clearly you're dealing with the korban, but we're dealing with the psul, which is pre-shchita, that comes under kol to'eva. When you have a shor, you have a seh, right? That's pre-shchita. Pre-shchita, that's the kol to'eva. So any psul which is going to encompass the entire korban pre-shchita, that's going to come under lo sochal kol to'eva. However, if we're dealing with a psul which is post kiddush shchita, it was already shechted. Now again, shchita is not an avoda, but shchita is a hechsher. It's already shechted. It moved the stage. From then on, we move over into the world of kikodesh hu. It's no longer a shor. It's no longer a stead. It turns into kikodesh hu, and this would help us with the world of pigul, because pigul pretty much straddles the two. Namely, on one hand, when is the person? At what point does the person have the machshava? When does the person have the machshava that he's going, that there's going to be a zrikas dam chutz lizmano, that there's going to be a haktara chutz lizmano, there's going to be an achila chutz lizmano? Before shchita, he has the machshava when he brings the korban. That is considered to be pigul. A person brings a korban with an improper machshava, that's pigul. But what does the pigul relate to? It relates to things that occur post-shchita. Zrikas dam is post-shchita. Haktaras emurim is post-shchita. Achigo is post-shchita. Namely, pigul straddles the two. And therefore, he says, pigul, you have two lavim. On pigul, you have both. That's the only case where you have two. Everything else, you have one lav. Right? On a ba'amum, you have one lav. If you're dealing with nosar, you have one lav. In terms of pigul, here we have two lavim. You have the lav of losochal kol to'eva, and you have the lav of kikodesh hu, because it relates to both. It relates to both the world of pre-shchita, and it relates to the world of post-shchita. Nimtza the trei lavim bedinim miyuchadim hem. Lav de to'eva yisodo ne'emar apsulei mikdashim, sheguf hakorban nifsal, ubichlal bazeh hein papsul begufo kamo ba'almum, hein psulim bekodesh hecha de guf hakorban pasul. And that's the world of pigul. Kamoshikos of pigul shayach olav de lo yeochel, and pigul is also shayach to the previous lav of kol toeva. That we have two dinim. However, the pigul straddles the two. You can be over right, on the two of them. So there, in other words, again, he sort of takes the direction of his uncle, of his brother, sorry, takes the direction of his brother. Right? The two brothers are going in the same direction, Rav Elvel and Rav Moshe. But what Rav Moshe does is he relates to the world of pigul. The problem with that approach is the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. In the Sefer HaMitzvos. Again, you can't always ask from a Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Maybe it's not a fair question. But the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he brings all of this. He brings in the Mitzvos Lo Saseh, in Mitzvah Kuf Mem, he brings the din of Lo Sochal Kol To'eva. And then earlier, in Kuf Lamed Aleph, in Kuf Lamed Beis, he brings the pasuk from the world of Miluim for for Nosar and for Pigul, and includes there also Psulei HaMakdoshim. Mashe Kolo Gam Ken Kol Mashe Nifsa. However, when he deals with Gosokol Kol Nevelo, he says as follows. His Harnu Milecho Psulei HaMakdoshim, Shein Mutar Lo Ochlam, V'zehu Shenasa Anachnu Hamum Bekavona Kmo Shizbor Bebechoros, O Shehoya Oso Akorba Nifsa, Achar Shchitaso, B'derech Midarkei Ahefse Chiyimanu Achilaso, V'hu Amro, Lo Sochal Kol Nevelo. He says black and white, we're talking about nifsal achar ashlita. So if we're working with Rav Moshe, everything is fine. So after shlita, when it's still a whole korban, if we're working with Rav Elva, we understand. Right? With Rav Moshe, he says black and white, not that way. But then we're back to the question of pigul. Why does, where does pigul fall? Does it fall under this, fall under that? In other words, that. And what his distinction, is between the korban as opposed to the basar. That's a fine distinction. However, why does pigul fall under both categories, according to Rav Elva? So here I sent you to the Or Sameach. That the Or Sameach independently, I assume. I don't know if he heard from Rav Elva, heard from Rav Moshe. I assume independently he also distinguished between the difference between psul and the korban, and the psul of what's left over, the psul of Nosar. And he's very upset at the Sefer Achinuch, who wants to make a mishmash out of the two of them. Clearly, there's no mishmash. What do we do with the world of pigul? So here, he says, clearly, the din of pigul, v'zeh kavanas rabbeinu. Clearly, the world of pigul is a world of kol toeva. It relates to the korban as a whole. Why does the Rambam bring it later on in Halacha Yud? Because of Halacha Yud Aleph. Halacha Yud Aleph, ha-pigul v'ha-nosar mitztarfim zeh le-kezayis, kol ha-pigulim v'ha-nosar mitztarfim. It's to stress the fact that pigul and nosar have a lot in common. But really, if you want to know what is the source of pigul, the source of the Yisra Achilu and pigul is going to be kol so'eva. But since pigul and nosar are sort of two sides of the same coin, therefore they were, the Rambam brought in the world of pigul later on as well. And then he says, but I can even take it one step further. I can give you a hechatimtza. I can give you a hechatimtza where pigul doesn't apply to the entire korban, but rather only applies to part of the korban. Let's take the world of korban toda. Korban toda, person is in a very difficult car accident. Baruch Hashem, he recovers. He wants to bring a korban toda. So what does he bring? He brings a behema, and he brings also 40 lechamim. And from the behema, part of it is a korban shlamim, a korban toda, kochei kalim. Part of it goes to the mizbeach, part to the kohen, part to him. The lechamim, part to the kohen, and part to him. Right, 10 to the kohen, and then he gets 30, and they have to be eaten. What if when he's bringing this, he makes a cheshbon to eat the korban bisman? I have no problem. However, to eat these 30 lachamim within a period of a day, how in the world am I going to do it? I have kavanah that the lachamim I'm going to put in my freezer, and I'm going to eat them slowly over the next month. So we have over here a situation where we have pigul, but it doesn't apply to the korban. Namely, we have pigul on the lachamim, but not on the korban. So that we don't have a pigul which is posel the korban. This isn't going to come under kol to'eva. What does that come under? This comes under the world of kikodeshu. Namely, that we can create a hechatimsa where you have a pigul on a section of the korban. Just like nosar is on a section of the korban, pigul depends. Sometimes pigul is going to be on the entire korban, and then in achinami, we're going to have, when pigul is on the entire korban, we're going to have a world of gosochal kol to'eva. Sometimes pigul is going to be on a section of the korban, and then it's going to come under kikodeshu. Okay, so again, we're taking the distinction of Rav Elva, that difference between a korban and a part of the korban. Why is therefore pigul basically belongs in the first section. Pigul is in the korban. Why is it brought in the second half? Either just to teach us that pigul and nosar are mitztarfim zeh im zeh, or more likely that we can have a hechatimsa of pigul where it won't apply to the korban. And then you're not going to have the first slav, then we'd have the second slav. That would include the nosar and the pigul and all psulei hamakdashim that apply to basar kodshim. Okay? So we have a page. Okay. now I'm speaking b'dechilu b'rechimu lulei dimistafina, that I couldn't find anything wrong with what I'm saying, and I even found a bit of a riot to what I'm saying, but I'm not, in other words, I'd be very happy if you prove me that I'm wrong, but I think that it's something that lends itself to be said. Okay. After all of that, I want to suggest this as follows. I pointed out that we have 17 prokim in the Rambam describing Psulei HaMukadoshim. Okay, one of those prokim describes Pigul. That's Perek Yud Gimel. Perek Yud Gimel describes what is the Isur of Pigul, and points out that really, overall, Shalosh Machshavos Hein Sheposlos Es HaKorban. That in the world of Machshava, we have three Machshavos that are posel of the Korban, only one of them is Pigul. Ve'elu Hein, Machshavos Shinui Hashem. If a person, let's say, is bringing a Korban Chatos, but he has in mind that this is going to be a Shlamim, or an Ola. Or Machshavos Hamakom. He has in mind that this Korban is going to be Shechted, or brought in Mizbeach Chonyo, rather than in the Beis HaMikdash, on Abama, rather than the Beis HaMikdash. Or Machsheves Zman. And the Perek goes to describe these types of psulim. Machsheves Zman is what we call Pigul. Okay? Only the third category is that which we call Pigul. And then he describes that third category. What is the world of Pigul? That he describes in Halacha Gimel. The world of Pigul is where you have an intention, a misintention, a wrong intention in the world of Zman. The Echad, Lefikach Ein Mispagel, except for the three situations. Echad Zevach Shechashav Alav Ba'achas Mishalos Machshavos Elu Bishas Shchita. At the time of Shchita, he is thinking, Oh Shechashav, I'm sorry, this one second. I'm sorry. Back to Halacha Aleph. Back in Halacha Aleph, he says as follows. Machsheves hazman keitzad. What is the psul machsheves hazman? Kagon sheshachat es hazevach lishmo. There's no problem over here of lishmo. Al menas lizrok doma. There is a problem in terms of the Zman Zrika. The Zman Zrika has to be during daytime hours. And he has in mind, I want the Zman Zrika to be at night. The Emurim have to be brought in during the day or the night. If the Emurim are brought in the Mizbeach after Amud HaShachar, it's the wrong Zman. Or when we have limits on the time of achila, a day and a night, 2 days and a night, zohi machsheves zman. V'zvachim shechasha bahen machsheva zo, heim nikroim zvachim shenishchatu chutz lizmanom, heim nikroim pigul b'chol makom, v'zeh pigul ha'omor b'Torah. When the Torah says, don't have, you know, it's that we have an iser of pigul, and lo yechashev, we have a problem in terms of thinking, the thought we're dealing over here is not the thought of Shini Hashem. That's a separate Iser. It's not the thought of Shini Makom. That's a separate Iser. The Pigul is a Chisaron within the world of Zman, and we have three such situations where we have a Psul in the world of Zman. Then the Rambam continues, Halacha Gimel, Aval korban shelo nifsuda machshavto. If there wasn't a problem in terms of machshava, nizrak domo al mizbeach kihilchaso. However, nishar mimenu achar zman achilaso. What if there wasn't a problem in terms of machshava, but simply a problem in terms of lemaisa, that food was left over? Also hanishar nikra nosar v'asur leochlo v'hakorban kvar nirtza v'kiper. Namely, that pigul is to think about eating chutz l'zmano. Nosar is to actually bring about a situation where you're going to eat chut lizmano. And the Rambam stresses that these two are linked one to the other. On the other hand, you can't have both. You're going to have one or the other. If you look in Perek Yud Ches, Alchi Yud Tes, Rambam says, I efshar shi yitzchayev adam al achila achas mishum pigul mishum nosar. It's either pigul or nosar. Pigul hu hakorban shen nifsal b'machsheves zman, ve'eno olu l'shem korban don yitzchakal. Hanosar hu hanishar mikorban shekorv mitzvaso achar zman achilaso. Right, that pigul and nosar can be dealing with the same situation, but one of them will be pigul because this is something that was thought about in advance. The other is nosar because it's something that comes about currently. The Torah always, when it deals with pigul, deals with it within the language of nosar. Going back to our parsha that we began with, we have the halacha Hanosar in Perek Zayin Vayikra, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hanosar mi Bisar Hazer Yemashlishi Ba'esh Yisareth, Vim, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vim Heyachol Yeyachel mi Bisar Zevach Shana Yemashlishi, Lo Yeyratse Hamakrivoso, Pigul Yehia. It's not really Heyachol Yeyachel. Had it been eaten Biyom Hashlishi, that would be Nosar. We're dealing over here where the person thinks about eating it Biyom Hashlishi. But the Torah stresses that the pigul is always expressed in the form of ki'ilu, it's being done, of nosa. However, we pointed out that we have three types of pigul. A pigul that a person intends to be zorek dam chutz lizman, a pigul that a person intends to be maktir emurim chutz lizman, and he intends to eat chutz mizman. Only the third one is interchangeable with nosa. The one with that with the Torah stresses, Heyachol Yeyachel mi Bisar Zevach Shlamav Bayom Hashlishi Lo Yeyratzeh, that's the pigul where I intend to eat it after the time. That's where the Torah uses the language that Nosar implies itself and also implies pigul. So I want to suggest that perhaps this is the difference within the Rambam in Perek Yudches. When he deals with the Kol Tochal Kol To'eva, there he's dealing with the pigul of a machsheves zman, but which machsheves zman? A machsheves zman that relates to the korban in terms of the zrikas dam, in terms of the haktara seimurim. That level will be lokokal kol devela. However, when you're talking about the pigul to eat chutz lizmano, that already is the equivalent of nosar. That's what the Rambam brings in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Yud, v'heichan hizir akosev al pigul val hanosar b'miluim. That what's the Torah dealing with over there? It's dealing with, in other words, with the basar which is left over, with the lchamim which are left over. That over there we have a din of no. There we have a din of psulei hamakudashim. That's a different form of pigul. My raya to this is the Rambam in the Sefer Hamitzvos. That the Rambam in the Sefer Hamitzvos, where he brings in the Easter of eating pigul and he links it with the world of miluim, says mitzvah kuf lamed aleph. He says hisarne milech ol nosar, but who mashen nishar mibesar kodshim achar hazman hamunach laachilasa. And what is the makar azhara he barmam miluim lo yachel ki kodesh who kinui who gam ken kolel kol mashen nifsal shein muter leechol kumo hanosar. Mitzvah kufra medbeis, his harnim ilechol pigul. Veha pigul hu korban shefsidu ha-machshava bishat shchitoso o bishat ha-kravoso, v'chosha va'ish shihit asik ha-kravoso shiyochal mimenu achar zmano. He only mentions the pigul of eating it chutz mizmano. And the azhara is, hu amaro lo yeyochlu ki kodesh hu, kamo shebiyarno b'mitzvah shalif nezos. Namely, that this is the pigul which is learned out from the miluim. Later on, in Mitzvah Kuf Mem, there he deals with the pasuk of Lo Tochal Kol To'eva. There he deals with all of the psulim, and that would be the pigul. That would be the pigul of Machsheves Chutz Lizman on the level of Haktara or on the level of Zrika. And then the Rambam would be perfectly fine. That when the Rambam speaks about the Nisal b'machshava, he's referring to a machshava of Zrika chutz lizmano, of Haktara chutz lizmano, That's the pigul of the korban. Or dealing with the achila chutz lizmano, that's the din of hechan hizir ala pigul hanosar. That's the pigul venosar mitztarfim zeim ze. That's why they have the same shear, because they're basically two sides of the same coin, because they both relate to the eating. One is in terms of thinking about the eating, and one is in terms of preparing for the eating by leaving it over. Okay, so, and that would be simply another way, in my humble opinion, of distinguishing between the two Rambams. And it fits into the language of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So, that's what we have over here, in my humble opinion, in terms of this din, namely that we have over here the two psulim in our sugya and daf kaf dalet, the din of Sreifa, which we have a generic lav of Sreifa, according to the Rambam, and a din of Achila, where we have a generic Iser Achila, according to the Rambam. And this is in addition to the Iser of Lo Soch, of Lo Sochal, called To'eva, that applies to the world of the Korban as a whole. And it would apply, according to Rav Moshe, to Pigul, which the thought comes about before the Shrita. It would apply, according to the Or Sameach, to the pigul that applies to the korban as a whole, and the generic lav would apply to pigul on the level of the fact that it's going to be either a hechetimtza, where we're going to have only a partial psul, that's the Or Sameach, or according to Rav Moshe, that pigul straddles the two, and therefore you have two lavim in terms of pigul. Okay, so but we have our problem in terms of our sugya. Let's get back to our issue. What do we do with the world of Iser Hanah? Amar Abaye, the last thin line, La'olam Mikra Kama. We're back to the pasuk by Chatos Chisona, Kol Chatos Hashiyuva Dama. Ve'epuch, Lichto Ve'esh Tisarev, Lo Bo'i, Lo Te'achel. Ma Talmud Lomar, Lo Te'achel. This is Psulei HaMekudoshim. Psulei HaMekudoshim has many, many forms. And according to Rav Elazar, we have this generic lav of Psulei HaMekudoshim that we're always going to be over in Iser Achila. Because every place it says, does that mean that all Iser Achila are going to be Minhan Nisrafim? Imakan the Sreifa of Kosrim Shab Sreifa, Amakra, Hanosar. Hanosar the Sreifa, the Ein Kosrim Batora Bisrefa. According to what we were understanding, Hanosar is Kikodeshu, Hanosar is the, in other words, we were dealing with Kachim, there we have a din of Sreifa. When we're dealing with Chulin, we don't necessarily have a din of Sreifa. Amale, Rapapa, La Abaye, the Ema, Li Yehuda, Le Lav, Le Gufe, Huda, Asa. The imid Rav Elazar ein lokin alav shebich lagos. That Rav Elazar, his lav, his generic lav, is going to have a problem that ein lokin. Ein lokin alav shebich lagos. Okay, this opens the Pandora's box. We'll just begin currently to raise the issue that Tosfos raises. That let's ask a question: should there be malchus on eating? Should there be malchus on eating nosar? No. Should there be malchus on eating nosar? Certainly. That the Torah says black on white. That you don't have to come on to a lav shebichlalos. That the Torah says black on white, both in other words. I'm sorry, black and white in the world of Miluim, in Perakav Test, that's talking about Imi Vaser. And on the world of Nosar, we have Malkos. That's the Rambam that we saw in Perak Yud Ches, in Hilchos Psulei HaMekudoshim, that we have an Azhara, not to eat Nosar. That's the Behechan hizir akosuv al hanosar b'miluim harei ne'emar sham lo yachel ki kodesh hem lazir al kol shipsul v'kodesh u'belo tas al chiloso. But the pasuk per se is talking about nosar. and that chora, certainly you have malchus on nosa. What about malchus on pigul? Should there be malchus on pigul? So that depends. Where you're learning out pigul from? If we're learning out pigul from kol to eva lo sochal, so that's mean piyashmo alamdu. That bichlal din, in other words, that all of these individuals are kol korban shehu pasul. I'm sorry. Kol ha'ochem eno kizayis u'meizid lokeh shenemar lo sochal kol to eva. If we're learning it out from the world of miluim, that's over here what Abaye is pointing at. If we're learning out from the world of miluim, so that's already olav shebichlalos. That's already, you know, we're moving it over into the world of pigul. There shouldn't be malchus. That's what Tosfos has a problem. Hiksha Rav Eliezer mimitz be'elu hen halokin amar dolav denoser upigul havi bichlal halokin va'amai holav shebichlalosu. Holav shebichlalosu. So on nosar gabi nosar shemefurish behedya dichsi b'sarafto es hanosar ba'esh lo yeyachel ki kodeshu. When we figure out Lavshe B'cholos, we deal with that which is added in. We're going to see whether this all Rishonim agree. But Tosfos's approach is that the source, that which the text is talking about, black and white, that's not a problem of Lavshe B'cholos, only that which is added in afterwards. What do we do about Pigul? So according to the Rambam, we have no problem. Pigul is part of Lo Sochal Kol Toeva. But if we're not going to take the approach of the Rambam, and pigul is being learned out from miluim, so why does the Mishnah say that it's bichlal halokin? This is the issue that if you look over there on the Mishnah, so Rashi over there on the Mishnah in Makos, he quotes the drasha of miluim. He quotes that this is the source of the malchus that we have. Mishnah is over there on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, in Zainam and Aleph, in Makos, has a list of those who are going to be chayav hareza loka arboim, and it includes going back to the first mission, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah mentions that with ha'ochel chelev dam nosar pigul, there's going to be a chiyuv of malchus. And Rashi over there says nosar, quotes our pasuk, saraftas ha'nosar ba'esh lo yachel kikodeshu. Va'asaras pigul namim mihacha d'chsiv kikodeshu. Klom reb neshu hu kodesh, ha'nifsa lamadun bikan kol she bekodesh pasul. Va'akos av liten losa ase'ach alachiloso. But that's a lav she bichlalos. That's Tosfos's question. Why should there be malchus? Our Gemara says there's no malchus on a lav shebichlalos. So Tosfos says, with pigul name, we have a separate drasha. Gamrinan, avon minosar, that this is a drasha we find b'chol haTorah kula, that if nosar has kares, pigul has kares. If nosar requires ibur tzura, pigul requires ibur tzura. We find a number of places that we have this gzera shava. That's the approach of Tosfos. And then Tosfos is up against a wall, when he continues in the Gemara in Makos, which deals with Zar Sha'achal Ol of Nezrika, we're dealing with Surei HaMakudoshim, where Lokech Chamesh, Parach Luki Nami Midirav Alaza, we should have the generic Lav of Iser Achila, Damar Kol Shevekodesh Pasol, Mai Kushihi, Halav Shebecholosu. So Tosfos is stuck because of his understanding that the Gemara over here should be taken literally, that on Halav Shebecholos, there's not going to be more than one Malkos. You'll have a malchus on the Ikar, you're not going to have a malchus on the Tosefet. The Meiri that I sent you to, he was bothered, but he takes a totally different approach. The Meiri on our sugya says, not only do you have malchus on Nosar, v'kol shebekodesh pasgo, and elush is karenu pigul v'nosar, V'yotzei lo ken al achilasa. Shenemar v'saraftas anoser v'esh ki loz yei achel ki kodeshu. Kol she v'kodesh pasul ba kosu liten loza asa achilasa. Ay, the Gemara says it's alav she v'cholosu. So he gives two answers. A, hari nesiyachadu lav l'miktsasam go nosar shiz karnu katas chitzon anasnu damel b'fnim. Nemar lo seyachol v'esh ki sarayt. V'chein dorshu lo sochal kol to'eva. There are other isurim. Okay, not for this one, so we'll come under some of the other isurim. But then, the Yeshlomar Gamkein, Shekol Shefisuro Bakodesh, Shem Psul Echadhu, Vaharehu Kalav Delotase Komalacha, Sheino Kori Lav Shebucholos, Kemoshe Biarnaba Metzia. That even though in our Gemara we find Rav Papa, pointing out to Abaye, don't we have over here a Lav Shebucholos? Not everyone agrees with Rav Papa's explanation of Rav Shebucholos. Yitachen, that just like we don't consider Losase Chomalacha on Shabbos as a Rav Shebucholos, even though we have 39 Avos Malacha, we're not going to consider over here Lo Yeyachel Ki Kodeshu as a Rav Shebucholos, because it's one Iser of Psulei HaMikdashim. It's one Shem of Psulei HaMikdashim. This is clearly a very, very different approach than Tosos, who leaves our sugya b'tzarech iyun. So we have to discuss is what are the parameters of lav shebechlalos. So in that, I sent you to the Rambam and the Ramban, and then to move over into the sugya of ochel petisa loke arba loke chamesh, etc. In other words, where do we have the situations where you have a number of malkos, and when do we say that simply these lavim are coming l'chazei kadovar? And there I sent you to the revival in the chibur on ochel petisa. So, b'li neder on Yom Revi'i, I hope that we'll be able to finish the concept of lav shebechlalos and the world of loke harbe, and we'll be able to get up to the sugya of derech achilasam.